Thank you for talking with me today, Nassar Iqbal. Today we're going to talk about the Shelter Belt Program and the MD of Peace, as well as the Ratepayers Appreciation Night. So thank you for talking with me.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I want to start out with the Shelter Belt Program. For people that don't know what a shelter belt is, can you tell me what it is?
A shelter belt, in brief, is a planned arrangement of trees and shrubs planted in rows. So this is the brief definition of shelter belt.
Okay. And what types are there that are offered right now?
The shelter belt normally depend on the type of benefit they provide. Like, there are different kinds of shelter belts. For example, we call the field shelter belts are planted along the edges of fields to prevent soil erosion and protect crops from the damage. And they also provide habitat for pollinators, besides trapping snow to increase soil moisture. And there are other kinds of shelter belts, like farmstead shelter belts. Those are planted around the farmstead, and the main function of them is to protect buildings, people, and animals from extreme low and high temperatures, and conserve the use of energy and provide shade to animals. And can use also the farmstead shelter belt around the livestock farms. And their main purpose is to lessen the impact of farm smell or odor, and also it can serve as a, you can say, air filter for the people living in that surrounding.
Okay.
And one more type of shelter belt is we call the roadside shelter belt. And their main purpose is to control the snow drift on the roads. So these are the different types of shelter belts. Main difference is what purpose they are intended for and what benefit.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that the MD is doing a shelter belt program. What are you guys doing to help ratepayers, producers? What kind of trees are coming in from the MD?
Considering the benefit I just mentioned, MD of Peace facilitates and encourages the producers to plant trees. We provide the ratepayers trees at a nominal rate. What we do is that ratepayers can order different trees. We compile that order and have a bulk order from Woodmere Nursery. To keep the cost lower for the ratepayers, we also collaborate with the other regional municipalities and they order from the same nursery. So our cost is very nominal. Our ratepayers, they can order biodegradable or plastic mulch to protect the trees at early stage. And in addition to that, just for promoting the shelter belt, we have a demonstration plot, and there are 26 different species of shelter belts. Those are growing over there. So I would encourage ratepayers that just to get the first-hand information about how those trees grow in our local climate, they should visit that demonstration plot.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about ratepayers, so for them to get educated about a shelter belt and possibly put it on their own property, this would be helpful to them.
Yeah, for sure. They can order different kind of trees. They can order white spruce, lodgepole pine, blue spruce, hybrid spruce, Siberian larch, golden willow, poplar, and green ash till March 25th. Definitely it's in everybody's interest to plant the trees, because one tree can absorb about 1 ton of carbon over its lifespan, and one mature tree have same cooling power as 15 room size air conditioners. So it have a lot of benefits if trees are planted.
Wow, that's awesome. And how can ratepayers order?
Yeah, they can just give us a call. We have advertised the program, and they can just give a call. They can go on the website. They have the application form over there. they send us back to us for the trees they are ordering, and then we will bulk order from the nursery. People can pick by the end of May or early June from the MD office.
Perfect. Now, that's all about the shelter belt program. I want to know about the ratepayers appreciation night. This hasn't been a thing because of COVID. I think it's the first time in 2 years. Can you tell me how it's changing from what it used to be?
Yeah, normally organized farmer appreciation night every second year, and it was alternating with the council organized community barbecue. But unfortunately, these events did not happen due to the COVID-19 during the last 2 years. Therefore, we are organizing a ratepayer appreciation night on April 8, 2022 at Legion Hall, Grimshaw, to bring our communities together. And ratepayer will enjoy free supper. There will be a door prizes, and they will learn more about MDRP services and policies. And in addition, if ratepayers have any question, they have opportunity to ask any question to the council members and staff.
Okay, and do you have to RSVP to go to the event?
Yeah, they have to call the MD office to put their name down, but there is no cost associated with that.
Okay, that's good. Who all can come to it?
It's the ratepayers as well as the farmers, like anybody living in the MD.
I understand you guys are excited to hold this event. Why?
Because the main reason is that people don't have the chance to come together during the last 2 years. We thought this will be a great opportunity for people to come together, to network, to talk with each other. As well as MD, we have opportunity to tell them about MD programs and services.
Well, I hope a lot of people come out to the appreciation night as well as learn more about the shelter belt program and order some trees and plant some trees. Did you have anything else that you'd like to add, Nisar?
Yeah, it's only thing is as far as the shelter belt is concerned, it's have a lot of benefits. Like if a homestead have the shelter belt around the building, it reduces 18% to 25% fuel cost, protecting the house from the wind and snow. There are a lot of benefits of having shelter belt around farmstead, even at house. So I would encourage everybody to plant the trees and consider it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Nisar. It was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.